In this week's parsha, after the Mabul, Hashem says, a lot of very important things to Noach, but Agav Orcha, in the formulation that Hashem uses to Noach, he says that V'yom v'layla lo yishposim. Yom before the layla. And many, many achronim, going back as far as the Baal HaFla'a in his Sefer Panim Yafos on Chumash, point out that even though we believe Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Voker, Yom, whatever it may be, that the day follows the night. But for Bnei Noach, many, many achronim hold, many of them based on this pasuk, V'yom V'layla, that wasn't for Bnei Noach, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Voker, that wasn't for anyone. That was, you know, before anyone was created. For Bnei Yisrael, the night comes before the day, but for Bnei Noach, the day comes before the night, V'yom V'layla lo yishbosim. So that presents an interesting question. Why would it be that, I mean, a lot of lundas comes out of it, a lot of nafkaminas halacha l'maisa, says the panim yafos. We learn from here that a goy can't keep Shabbos, but the goy can't keep the day followed by the night. Well, the Jews have to keep the night followed by the day. Okay, gets very levitic. But philosophically, LP drush. You know, why would it be that 24 hours is 24 hours? You want to say every culture and every philosophy and every religion, and we have the true ideas, so we know when to start, when to end. You have to start and end some point. But why for Jews should it go the night and then the day, and for Goyim the day and then the night? Maybe you could say that what's the difference between the day and the night? Okay, nowadays already we have electric lights. You know, there's a lot more you can do at night nowadays than once upon a time, but still there's a difference. During the day is when you go out there and go to work, right? The day you're out there in the world, you're making money, you're in the public sphere, you're advancing in your career, you know, the whole social world is going on. You have your economic status and your social status and your success. That's the day. That's the big things happen. At night, even nowadays you go home at night. Imagine, you know, once upon a time, you know, until the last 100 years or so. What happened at night? There's no work at night. There's no going places at night. Nothing's open at night. At night, you go home, spend time with your family. You sit and learn Torah. At night, you're home by yourself. No one's looking at you. There's no being a big boss and executive. There's no social status. At night, you're home just by yourself. What comes first? So, umas ha'olam, you want to take just a natural human civilization, what will they tell us? Tell us, the day comes first. What's more important? Who are you really? Really, when you're out there, you're at work. What are you at work? Are you a big fancy executive? Are you a peon? Are you a lawyer? Are you a doctor? Are you, what does he do? What does he do? Oh, he's a lawyer, he's a doctor, he's a president, he's an executive, he's whatever it is. Even from, what does he do? Oh, he's the rav of a big shul, he's a chashav, etc. Everyone looks up to him, etc. He walks around, that's the ikar. And then you go home at night, okay, that comes second, that's secondary, okay, so you relax a little, whatever. Says for Bnei Yisrael, says the Torah, for us Jews, obviously it's important what you do all day long. You got to do the right thing all day long. But that's not what's important. That's not what's first. That's not what makes you who you are. What makes you who you are is not how much money you make and what position you have and how everyone else looks at you and what your social status is and all the what everyone thinks are big things. What makes you who you are is at night. When you're home by yourself with your family, what do you do with your family? How do you treat your family? How do you spend your time with your family? When you're home by yourself at night and no one's looking, it's just you and Hashem Yisbarach in the room. You know, what do? Not... do you get maftir yonah in shul, and do they give you a big kavod? How do you bench when you eat dinner when no one's looking except Hashem? Right? What do you do just between you and Hashem, what kind of person you are, when no one else is around, when there's no status, when there's no chashivas, when you're not making any money from it or accomplishing anything? What do you do when you're just trying to be yourself with Hashem? Do you do the right thing or the wrong thing? How hard do you work? What are you inside? Not what are you outside? I think that's a big yesod. We live in a world of Yom Kodem Laila, the world of the Umas HaOlam, where everything is on the outside. And the Torah comes to tell us, the Laila Kodem the Yom. What's important is when it's dark and when no one's looking and when nothing quote-unquote important is happening, who are you in the inside when it's just you and Hashem? And ultimately, I think sometimes in some of our Ruchnius and Gashmius, in the last few months, we've gotten to be a little more Lila than Yom. We've been by ourselves a little more. We've been inside a little more. We've gotten to see what it's like to daven when it's just us and Hashem. But ultimately, it's so important to remember, especially in our days where even in the frum community, the social status is such a big thing, that it's not important what happens when anyone else is looking. What's important is who your relationship personally with Hashem. If you succeed in that, you're a success in life. And if you don't have that, then everything else is just a facade. Bezrat Hashem, we should all be zochet, a laila kodem b'yom, Shabbat Shalom.